Welcome to Professor Frederick Guluba-Mutebi, an independent analyst. Good morning.
Good morning.
It seems the Rwandan Patriotic Front is losing support. They took 76% of the vote compared to 78% last time in 2008.
Well, you can say that, but I think that I would prefer to look at it from a different point of view, which is that the other parties are now growing and they are able to recruit support which was not available to them last time round. Now, that would question very seriously those who claim that the other parties are satellites of the RPF.
The Social Democratic Party took 13% and the Liberal Party took 9%. I believe that last time the Social Democratic Party took the same, 13%, and the Liberal Party had taken 7%.
Yeah, so as you can see, the Liberal Party has increased its support by 2 percentage points and the RPF has lost by 2 percentage points. That would mean that maybe the Liberal Party is doing something or is making declarations or is pronouncing itself on issues that the ordinary Rwandan relates to. But in terms of reduction of support, 2 percentage points are not that significant. It still leaves the RPF as very, very dominant on the political landscape.
Maybe we can talk about these opposition parties for a moment. They are technically opposition, but many claim that they are just satellites of the RPF-led coalition. What's your view?
They're not satellites. Let's first of all look at the PSD. The PSD existed before the RPF took over power in Rwanda. So in what sense would it be an RPF satellite? It was actively involved in fighting the Habyarimana regime politically. The Liberal Party was in Rwanda before the RPF took over power, so they are not creations of the RPF. The other parties that have come up, there is the Ideal Party or Parti Ideal, which was also in existence before the RPF took over power, so that's not a creation of the RPF. The other parties that have come up have gone through the usual very rigorous registration process and they have registered themselves and they have independent offices and they have independent manifestos and programs. So in that sense, I personally don't agree that they are satellites of the RPF. Well, they all work with the RPF in one way or another. But that has to do with the way the Rwandan constitution has been framed and the way politics in the country is structured. Rwanda operates a consensus model of democratic politics in that parties contest in elections. Parties that win a certain percentage of votes in parliamentary elections are eligible to participate in government. That would mean that once a government is formed, those parties are responsible as much as the RPF is for all the policies that are made and that are implemented. So in that sense, when an election comes up, they are not in position to act as conventional opposition parties because they are partners of the RPF in the government. But that does not make them satellites of the RPF.
If you were a fly on the wall during the RPF's post-election analysis, what do you think they would be saying?
I would reckon that they would be equally happy with what the scale of victory they have scored. I think that they will be pleased that the other parties are also making some progress, especially as we saw the TL having increased its percentage by 2 points. The RPF has always said that one of their responsibilities, at least as they see them, is to help the parties grow by including them in government, by including them in decision-making, because ultimately having other parties behaving responsibly and campaigning in elections responsibly and presenting manifestos to the public that the public might like is part of contributing to Rwanda's political development. So in that sense, I would reckon that the RPF will not be unhappy about that.
Some people are discussing the prospect of President Paul Kagame running for a third term. Do you think he will try to change the constitution to do so or find a successor?
Personally, I prefer to go by what President Kagame has said. President Kagame has been very emphatic about his unwillingness to stay on beyond his constitutional 2 terms, and right now he's in his last term. There, as you say, people in Rwanda who would like him to stay on. But there are equally people in Rwanda who would want to see him retire. And those people are to be found in the RPF itself. The RPF does not have a unified view over this matter, just as the other political parties. Only one political party, the Parti Ideal, has come out and expressed its support for a change in the constitution. The RPF hasn't. The other parties haven't. So it's an ongoing debate in the country, and we don't know how it's going to be concluded. But President Kagame did specify that he would like to retire.
As a Ugandan analyst, do you think that Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni is maybe an inspiration to President Paul Kagame?
I'm sure he would be an inspiration to him in certain respects and possibly not others, because as you may know, the two men worked together very closely during the war that brought President Museveni to power. I'm sure there are lessons that President Kagame would have learned from his experience in Uganda, both in terms of positive lessons, but possibly also negative ones. So I wouldn't be surprised if he has been inspired by him. But as to whether he's going to inspire him to stay on or change the constitution, I think that we remain to see that.
You've been following these elections very closely. If you were Rwandan, who would you have voted for?
I have never thought of myself as a Rwandan, and I've never considered who I would vote for, because I'm not Rwandan and I'm not eligible to vote. So it's not an issue that I've been thinking about.
Thank you for joining us, Professor Frederick Guluba Mutebi, an independent analyst.
My pleasure.